No morning skate today. What can you tell us about your lineup tonight?
It'll be the same.
Same goalie as well?
No, LB's going today.
Why?
Well, we've got to be mindful of the numbers that Connor's running. He played a real good game, especially the back half in Vegas. Don't want it to be too long, even though it's been a while for him. We're going to get into, I think, 7 of our next 8 on the road, so he's got to get back in the rotation.
Since he is getting a bit of a break, can you kind of look back on the last number that Hellebuck has given you here?
What a great run and solid. I don't think he's been lucky in the net. He's just been positionally so very, very good and on. So lots of confidence playing in front of him. The same way we feel about Lauren. So our goaltending has been rock solid.
What's the value to getting that 4 or 5 day block for him in terms of rest?
And very important, and we may have to look to see if we can find it again. He really uses his rest very, very well. So he came down on his own and skated this morning with Wade. He likes that. If we can get him one of those every couple of weeks, just some one-on-one time, and then he'll get a full practice in tomorrow, he'll be recharged.
What are you looking for from your group tonight against the Panthers?
Well, we're expecting an awful lot of speed. That would be the one, I don't know if change is, but certainly it's noticeable now. They get up and down the ice. We've seen this style of hockey in Chicago for a lot of years, so very similar to a Blackhawk-Jets game. Lots of speed up and down.
You've often talked about your appreciation for how Joel runs the bench. Are you seeing some of those same things here in Florida with him?
I think eventually they'll work toward it. It's different personnel, and that changes how he does things in terms of matchups. And I think he's probably, and I'm not speaking for the man, he's probably still learning about his team, right? It's still fairly early on. And once he gets to know that personnel, he'll get back to, you know, running the bench the way he sees fits.
It's been a full year since you saw them in Finland. I mean, does the style look a lot different, or?
They're faster as 5, I think it would be fair to say. They get up and down the ice. I think they started to, you know, added some players, so there's some confidence in their group. And, you know, Florida and I think Winnipeg were similar, maybe Winnipeg 3-4 years ago. When we got young, we had to work hard at learning how to defend. I think that's where Florida was in the past here. They were trying to defend. Now they've got some more horses up front. Barkov's emerged as a star. They can do it at both ends now.
You've talked to Pascal a lot about call-ups. I mean, what are you hearing about Sammy Niku? Obviously, his offensive game is at a pretty high level right now.
Playing very well.
Can I take a bit? Like, is it an injury for you guys that would get him back up into the lineup? Or, I mean, what would it take, I guess, at this? We are running with 8 guys right now.
No, that's a big chunk of it. We're running with 8, and I have no interest in running 9. And he's, you know, doing what he needs to do. He needs to develop there, and he needs to touch the puck, and he needs to play with the puck. He's a good player and a good offensive player, and he's going to play for the Jets sometime soon. But we like what he's doing so much there. There's not a strong urgency. We also like where our team's been over the last 2 weeks and how we're defending.
He's been playing a little bit more on the left side. Was that an organizational decision or just more to do with personnel?
No, personnel. And we like the fact that he's comfortable on both for sure, so we don't necessarily want to just leave him in one spot.
Paul, with the 40 shots the other day, like, how did you sort of gauge the amount of quality chances you guys were able to, generate in that one? And then maybe take us through the whole road trip or the whole homestand, I mean, being able to create the kind of chances that we're used to with this type of a club.
Yeah, it started to, I thought, back half of the Vancouver game, started to generate some offense. I liked our 40 shots you're pleased with. You're in the right end of the rink for that to happen. I didn't think they were all dangerous shots. I thought we let him see an awful lot of those, and that was what could have been dangerous shots. We kind of took some of the quality out of them by not being at the net. But I think we're getting there. I think at the start of the year, I didn't like the way our offensive game was trending. I didn't think we were shooting enough pucks or going to the net. We are playing faster now. Off the LA game, I thought we'd been a much better team.
Is it, you're alluding to, how do you think it's going to be better? What's it going to take to really sort of see this team? You don't want to open up because you're the defense that you need. I'm 5 guys for defense, obviously.
I'm not waiting for us to get to 277 goals, and I think that was 2 years ago, 272 last year. We've got a different team, so we look different now. We won't generate offense in the exact same manner. We like the direction our power play is going. That's probably the piece that we're looking for to catch fire a little bit here.
What about with Nick Ehlers? I know that he's, he was so good for the first, I'm not saying he hasn't been, but I mean, he's been a little dry the last 5. And with a guy like Ehlers, he's had those times where he's kind of had blips. I mean, how does he, is he getting to be more consistent?
He has been, you know, I don't know that necessarily in his last two he's generated very much, but in the three prior to it, he was a real good player for us. I think he and Roslick do have something when they're both skating. I don't think he was at his best his last two, and he knows that. But this will be a skater's game tonight.
Have you seen anything different from him at all since the really unfortunate thing with Brian? Has he tempered his play at all? Has he been a little bit?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's tough to handle. That's hard to get over. But a big chunk of Nick's game this year, lots of game this year, he's played the best hockey he's ever played for us, because now he's playing the 200-foot game and he's involved in the defending and he's involved in breaking up plays. When he does that, the offense is right there for him. His pace is right. He's been good.
Been a few more defensive zone starts for Mark. I mean, is that just part of him becoming more of a 200-foot player?
More if he's winning draws as a righty. Yeah, I mean, I've got lots of faith in Kyle Connor and Patty. Patty's last game was as solid and as hard as he's played. I'm not saying it was his best game, but he played hard. And so they'll get more D-zone starts.
With the major turnover that you did have, and not to denigrate the guys that were there, I mean, there's obviously, and you talked about this, there's been a consistent effort for your club to play with five guys. I mean, having those young wingers come back and be a lot more responsible in their own end, tougher on the walls. Have you seen some of that?
For sure. I mean, statistically, we might be a better defensive team right now than we were last year at this time. I mean, we like the way they're playing. We come off games and we always know that there's things that we can do better, pucks that we can move maybe a little bit cleaner to get some of that offense going that you were talking about. But the battle is right by our back end. They're trying. Not everything's going to be smooth or easy, but they stay in the fight right straight through it.
Les, would you have any type of an update on Brian at this point?
I don't. There's really nothing new. He's just healing right now before any assessment gets going forward.
He was in concussion protocol. Or was it determined that he had a concussion?
I don't even believe we've gotten to that point yet. All right. So this one is going to be real patient, and he's still, like I said, he's still healing before. That's far enough down the road that they haven't done that yet.